Let's talk. If you have your Bible, go with me to James chapter 4. We're going to pick it up in verses 11 and 12. So James chapter 4, 11 and 12. We are 1 week behind on our 1 Samuel, so I thought I would jump over here to James chapter 4. Verse 11, do not speak evil of one another, brethren. He who speaks evil of a brother and judges brother speaks evil of the law and judges the law. But if you judge the law, you are not a doer of the law, but a judge. There's one lawgiver who is able to save and to destroy. Who are you to judge another? It's interesting as you think through the book of James as he writes to believers. And so kind of you pick it up here in 11 and 12. Maybe there's some struggles that are taking place amongst these Christian brothers. There's personal wars. Maybe you want to phrase it from that perspective. And so he's reminding them what it is to love your brother, not to slander, not speak evil one another. And so I was just working my mind around 11 and 12. And so what comes natural out of 11 and 12 is the man. And what does man naturally do? They divide or judge or criticize or critique or say, well, we're saying this about, you know, we love so-and-so, but we, you know, we're praying about this for that person. And so what's really clear is this one phrase: there is one lawgiver able to save and to destroy. So there's only one that can do that. There's only one that can judge. Now, I know there's other passages of scripture. You go to Matthew chapter 18 and you're going to confront your brother and be part of that and who sins against you. And so there are opportunities to confront people and to do life well with people and walk with them and say, oh, by the way, this is a concern. You know, if you go to Galatians chapter 6, you're reminded when someone's caught in sin, what are we supposed to do? We're supposed to walk with them and encourage them and help them walk out of that sin, not getting entangled, but we're going to walk with them out of that. And so the real call to us is really the things that are above this, the parts that are above 4, 11, and 12. Therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up, you know. So if I'm going to do 11 and 12, there's got to be a lot done from 4, 1 to 10 in my own personal life before I step into 11 and 12. And so as you come to the passage of James, I realize it's in the middle of chapter 4, and we haven't really talked a lot about the beginning of chapter 4, reminding ourselves, humble yourselves in the sight of God, and he will lift you up. Making sure that life is not about us, making sure that it's we're walking at his approval, not our approval, his recognition, not our recognition. And humility is something that is a choice. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. I was thinking about James chapter 4, the woman at the well, and knowing that, okay, God, if you're going to use her, if I draw near to you, then you're going to use me as well. And there's nothing that's not going to, that's going to keep me out of that, of God's power in my life. I was also reminded of, you know, 2 Corinthians and, you know, as I turn there, it's just some really neat things that Paul writes to this church at Corinth. And so, you know, chapter 5, we know we're walking by faith and not by sight. And, you know, we've been talking about being the ministry of reconciliation. But here in chapter 4, he talks about that jars of clay. And so what does it look like for a jar of clay to know the surpassing knowledge of God? What does it look like for the brokenness of that individual then to be poured out in our community because of the grace of the God that we love and serve? And so as you enter into this new day, this Friday, as you jump to the Word of God, thinking about James chapter 4, man divides, the Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit unites. But that's going to take some maturity in your thinking, because it's natural for us to divide. It is not natural for us to unite. So I'd encourage you to do what is not natural through the power of the Holy Spirit and the Word of God. It's not natural to slander. It's natural for you to be the judge. Humble yourself before the Lord and say, you know what, Lord, I don't want to be the judge. You are the one and true judge. So let's pray. Father, thank you for your word and the opportunity to spend some time with it. Thank you for the privilege to open your word and see what you're doing in our lives and call our lives to the truth of the scriptures. So Holy Spirit, we need help, because what's natural for us is to slander. What is not natural for us is to trust in you and walk in truth and maturity. So help us, Father, in the name we pray. Amen. God bless you, and thank you for joining us at Let's Talk.